This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm Montana State Senator J.P. Pomnikowski, Senate District 33 in Bozeman. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. The U.S. Supreme Court ruled Tuesday that state programs providing money for public school tuition cannot exclude schools that offer religious instruction. The decision relaxed long-standing restrictions on using taxpayer money to pay for religious education, further lowering the wall of separation between church and state. The vote was 6-3 with Justices Stephen Breyer, Elena Kagan, and Sonia Sotomayor dissenting. At issue was a state program in Maine that made taxpayer money available to families who live in remote areas without public high schools. Under the state law, they could use the money for their children's tuition at public or private schools in other communities, but not for sectarian schools, defined as those that promote a particular faith or belief system and teach material through the lens of faith. Writing for the majority, Chief Justice John Roberts said, Maine's program promotes stricter separation of church and state than the federal constitution requires. The tuition program is not neutral, he said, because the state pays tuition for certain students at private schools so long as the schools are not religious. That's discrimination against religion. He also noted that the state money does not go directly to schools, but flows through the independent choices of private benefit recipients. 2 years ago, in a case from Montana, the court ruled that when states make tuition money generally available, they cannot exclude schools that are run by religious institutions that have, in other words, a religious status. But that decision left unresolved the issue of whether it would matter if the schools actually offered religious instruction. The court has now answered that question, saying it doesn't matter. Justice Sonia Sotomayor said in a separate dissent that she feared the court's earlier decisions were, quote, leading us to a place where separation of church and state is a constitutional slogan, not a constitutional commitment. Today, the court leads us to a place where separation of church and state becomes a constitutional violation, end quote. With President Joe Biden's federal disaster declaration after severe storms and historic flooding in Montana last week, the Small Business Administration has green-lighted low-interest federal disaster loans to certain private nonprofit organizations in Montana. Private nonprofits that provide essential services of a governmental nature are eligible for assistance. These low-interest federal disaster loans are available in Carbon County, Park County, and Stillwater County. Private nonprofit organizations can contact the Montana Department of Military Affairs by calling 406-417-9234 for information about applying. The Federal Emergency Management Agency, or FEMA, will use applicant information to determine if the private nonprofit provides an essential governmental service and is a critical facility as defined by law. If so, the private nonprofit could get a public assistance grant for eligible costs. FEMA can also refer applicants to the SBA for disaster loan assistance up to $2 million to repair or replace damaged or destroyed real estate, machinery and equipment, inventory, and other business assets. SBA can also lend additional funds to help with the cost of improvements to protect, prevent, or minimize the same type of disaster damage from occurring in the future. For certain private nonprofit organizations of any size, SBA offers economic injury disaster loans to help with working capital needs caused by the disaster. Economic injury disaster loans may be used to pay fixed debts, payroll, accounts payable, and other bills that cannot be paid because of the disaster's impact. Economic injury assistance is available regardless of whether the nonprofit suffered property damage. The interest rate is 1.875%, with terms up to 30 years. The deadline to apply for property damage loans is August 15, 2022. The deadline to apply for economic injury is next March, March 16, 2023. Applicants can apply online, receive additional disaster assistance information, and download applications at disasterloanassistance.sba.gov. This is Montana State Senator J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.